welcome to today's insightful journey through the Sabbath portion of Shemini. We are delving into the profound laws of purity and impurity, which intriguingly make up a significant part of Jewish law. Imagine a rodent falling into a stove. On the other end lies bread. Fascinatingly, the bread becomes impure, just like the stove, despite food not typically transmitting impurity. As we explore these laws, we notice a pattern of decreasing stringency. Consider earthenware. Once it becomes impure, immersion cannot cleanse it. Yet, having impure vessels at home isn't forbidden. Their use is simply restricted, particularly regarding the sacred activities of the Bia's Hamikdash or when consuming sacrifices. Here's a profound thought. The earth is the root of divine presence. All originates from the earth, and our connection to it safeguards us from impurity. Touching a dead animal renders a person impurity. Barring entry into the Bia's Hamikdash, carrying the carcass intensifies the impurity. Insects, those swarming creatures deemed detestable, are forbidden for consumption. Every misstep in these laws could lead to lashing, underscoring the need for knowledge and distinguishing what is kosher. It's a comforting thought that one doesn't have to be exceptionally wise to tell apart a cow from a donkey. This podcast was produced and sponsored by Daniel Aronoff.